Report: Police handcuffed mom as shooter was still in Uvalde school, dad tased. By Joel B. Polak on May 26, 2022. Police on the scene during the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. On Tuesday reportedly handcuffed a woman who wanted law enforcement to enter the building sooner and used a taser on a father who tried to pull his own son off a school bus. The Wall Street Journal reported Thursday. The police were doing nothing, said Angelie Rose Gomez, who after learning about the shooting drove 40 miles to Robb Elementary, where her children are in second and third grade. They were just standing outside the fence. They weren't going in there or running anywhere. Ms. Gomez, a farm supervisor, said that she was one of numerous parents waiting outside the school who began encouraging, first politely, and then with more urgency, police and other law enforcement to enter the school sooner. After a few minutes, she said, U.S. Marshals put her in handcuffs, telling her she was being arrested for actively intervening in an active investigation. After the confrontation ended with shooter Salvador Ramos dead, school buses began to arrive to transport students from the school, according to Ms. Gomez. She said she saw police use a taser on a local father who approached the bus to collect his child. As Breitbart News reported Wednesday, there was a commotion outside the school between parents and police, though the circumstances were unclear. On Thursday, the Texas Department of Public Safety revealed that police had waited an hour to enter the building. They also reported that, contrary to what the public had been told for 2 days, there was no armed school resource officer on the scene, and the gunman walked unobstructed into the building, through an unlocked door. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.